السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حياكم الله. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حياكم الله. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. أما بعد. So it gives me pleasure, بارك الله فيكم, to be delivering this short piece of advice and nasiha to my brothers and sisters who are gathering in Bangalore on Sunday the 29th. Of June, and I give this dars specifically for them, barakallahu feekum, and for whomsoever listens other than them from wherever they may be in the world. So the gathering in Bangalore in India, and I know that the brothers have attended from Delhi and Aligarh and Kashmir and Kerala and Mumbai and Hyderabad and other places. So I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to place this in your scale of good deeds and Yawm al-Qiyamah, that you have gathered for the sake of brotherhood and for the sake of establishing the bonds of love and cooperation between Ahlul Sunnah, Ahlul Hadith, the Salafiyun in this land of India that has a great heritage in terms of establishing the da'wah of the madhab of Ahlul Hadith. And that madhab is the madhab of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, and those who came after them, the Tabi'een and the Atba'u Tabi'een, and then the A'immatul Huda and the A'imma of Ahlul Hadith, the A'imma meaning the great scholars of Ahlul Hadith, the likes of Imam Ahmad and Malik and Shafi'i and Sufyan al-Thawri and Al-Awza'i, and the likes of Bukhari and Muslim and Abu Dawood, At-Tirmidhi and Ibn Majah and An-Nasa'i and Ibn Khuzaymah, and other than them from the great scholars who have preserved the hadith of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and from those that we know of from the great scholars of Hind of the past, and those are the scholars of Ahlul Hadith, meaning the madhab of Ahlul Hadith. This is not a political movement, and it wasn't a political movement, and it wasn't an organization that was filled with agitators. It was a madhab, just like the madhab of the Salaf. And the great scholars of Hind, the likes of Al-Mubarak Furi, Al-Azim Abadi, and the likes of As-Sindhi, and the likes of Sadiq Hasan Khan and other than them, they are the scholars of Ahlul Hadith of the last few centuries. They are the explainers of the books of the Sunan, the compilations of the Sunan, such as Onul Ma'bud, which is the explanation of Abu Dawood, the Sunan of Abi Dawood, and likewise the explanations of At-Tirmidhi, Ibn Majah, and Nasa'i, and other than that from the books that were explained by these great scholars of Hadith and Sunnah. So the madhab of Ahlul Hadith actually is a madhab that is as old as the deen itself, meaning it goes right back to the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he encouraged his Sahaba radiallahu anhum to write that which he said. So he would say to them, write, for indeed nothing comes from it, meaning from my mouth, Nothing comes from my tongue except the truth. So the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, that they would write the hadith of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, such as Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As. So Abu Huraira said that there was no one who was more prolific in the narrations of the hadith of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam than me, except for Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As, for he used to write and I would not write. Meaning that Abu Huraira was a memorizer and he is the most prolific narrator of the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And likewise, Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiallahu anhuma, then he would write the hadith of Allah's Messenger alayhi salatu wassalam. So Ahlul Hadith is a tradition and a madhab and a methodology that is right from the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Sahaba, the Tabi'een, the Atba'u Tabi'een, from the early generations. And they are the best of generations. So this is why we say, and that's why Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal said, when he was asked about Firqatun Najiyah, who are the saved sect, he said, if they are not Ahlul Hadith, then I don't know who they are. In modern times, this term has been misused and deviated by those who carry the banner of political agitation. And they are the political movements, the Harakiyin, who misuse these titles, just like those who misuse the title Ahlul Sunnah, Ahlul Hadith, Salafis, Salafiyun, that many people have appropriated these noble titles and these noble names, and they have confused the people by misusing them and ascribing to the madhab of Ahlul Hadith that which is not from it, to the way of the Salaf or the madhab of the Salaf that which is not from it. So they use these titles unjustly, incorrectly, and they deceive the people. The madhab of Ahlul Hadith is a madhab that encompasses the aqeedah, the methodology, the manhaj, the rules and law, the sharia law, that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has obligated or recommended or prohibited, or that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dislikes, then all of this is encompassed by that which Ahlul Hadith compiled and they call to. And the most important affair that we call to from those who are truly upon the madhab of Ahlul Hadith and truly upon the madhab of the Salaf. The madhab of the Salaf, of course, as Imam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala stated in volume 4 of Majmu' al-Fatawa, la ayba ala man adhara madhab al-Salaf, that there is no criticism to be made upon the one who makes apparent his connection to the madhab of the Salaf. There is no criticism to be made upon the one who makes apparent the madhab of the Salaf. Wantasaba ilay, and that he ascribes himself to it, and he connects himself to it. For indeed, the madhab of the Salaf, meaning the madhab of the Salaf, which is of course that which the Prophet ﷺ and his Sahaba and those who followed them were upon. So he said that the one who ascribes himself to it and connects himself to it, then that is to be accepted from him, bil ittifaq, to be accepted from him by the complete agreement of the Muslims, of Ahlul Sunnah, of the A'immatu Salaf, of the A'imma of the Salaf, from the great Imams of the Salaf, that they would not criticize anyone who ascribed himself to the madhab of the Salaf, meaning that he called himself Salafi. Then that isn't, he is not to be criticized for that, bil ijma, by the consensus of Ahlul Islam from the early ages. For indeed, as he said, the madhab of the Salaf is nothing except the truth. And that is the madhab, as we have mentioned, of Ahlul Hadith. And that is the madhab of Ahlul Sunnah. Alaykum bima araftum min sunnati wa sunnati al-khulafa al-rashideen al-mahdeen min ba'di. As the Prophet ﷺ said in that famous hadith of Al-Irbad ibn Sariyah, where the Prophet ﷺ said that you are bound, or alaykum bima araftum min sunnati, it is obligatory upon you to cling to that which you know of my sunnah and the sunnah of the rightly guided caliphs after me. أَدُّوا عَلَيْهَا بِالنَّوَاجِدِ, then bite onto that with your molar teeth. وَتَمَسَّكُوا بِهَا, and that you are to hold fast to it. So with all of the fitan and the doubts and the calls to misguidance and desires, it is more important now, because we are living in times of fitan, where shubahat are being spread, and the calls to misguidance are everywhere, and the people of desires are misguiding themselves and misguiding others. So it is more important now than possibly ever before, especially in my lifetime and in, you know, the history that we know. It is more important now to urge the people and to encourage the people to return back to the book and the sunnah, and to hold fast to the understanding of the Salafus Salihin and the early scholars of hadith and sunnah and salafiyya. So we are living in times of fitan. They are callers standing at the gates of Jahannam, calling the ignorant Muslims, the unsuspecting Muslims, and especially they focus upon the Shabab, upon the youth, and they call them to those gates of Jahannam, which will destroy them, just as the Prophet ﷺ warned in the hadith of Hudhayfa ibn al-Yaman radiyallahu anhu. So the Prophet ﷺ warned Hudhayfa, when Hudhayfa asked him, will there come evil after that good, in this lengthy hadith reported by Muslim. The Prophet ﷺ said, Naam, du'at ala abwaabi Jahannam, that there will be callers upon the gates of hellfire, and whomsoever answers their call, they will throw them into it. So this is something that is known, that there will be misguidance and there will be fitna, and we are living in that time, and you are living in that time in India, and likewise in many of the Muslim lands, except those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has saved and shown His mercy upon, and He has blessed them, that they have scholars or they have callers to the Kitab and the Sunnah, and callers to the true madhab of Ahlul Hadith, not these political organizations who call the people to elections and democracy and nationalism, and they call the people to misguidance and to deviation from the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we have in the hadith that has been collected by Imam Muslim in his Muqaddimah, in his introduction to the Sahih Muslim, the hadith of Abu Huraira, where the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, يَكُونُ فِي آخِرِ الزَّمَانِ دَجَّالُونَ كَذَّابُونَ يَعْتُونَكُمْ مِنَ الْأَحَادِيثِ بِمَا لَمْ يَسْمَعُوا أَنْتُمْ وَلَا آبَاؤُكُمْ وَإِيَّاكُمْ وَإِيَّاهُمْ. So Abu Huraira said that Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that there will appear at the end of time great pretenders, دَجَّالُونَ, and liars, kadhabun. So these will be people who will pretend and lie and deceive. Like the Dajjal, he pretends and he lies. When he comes, he will pretend and he will lie and he will deceive. He will claim to be something that he's not. He will claim to be the Lord. And the Prophet ﷺ said that there will come these Dajjalun. There will be 30 Dajjalun, each one of them claiming prophethood for himself. But the Masihud Dajjal, the great liar that will appear at the end of time, the deceiver, then he will claim to be the Lord. So the Prophet ﷺ said that they will come at the end of time Dajjalun, meaning that there will be great pretenders. He is not referring here to the Masihud Dajjal, the great liar, the Antichrist. He's referring here to great pretenders and liars, kadhabun, coming to you with narrations from the ahadith that you have not heard of, and nor have your forefathers heard of them. So be warned and keep away from them, lest they may lead you astray and put you to trial. So we are living in that time, you know, and we are living in the era of social media, that people will openly lie and ascribe to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that which he is free from, or that they will have doubts. Maybe they don't even intend to deceive or to lie, but because they are ignorant and they are misguided by their leaders, and they follow their leaders and they abandon taking knowledge from its true sources, the Kitab and the Sunnah and the way of the Salaf and the scholars in every age up until this age of ours. So these people will give you reports and give you narrations and give you fatawa that you do not find in the books of hadith. You don't find them in the books of sunnah. You don't find them in the books of aqidah of the salaf, the books that are well known. such as Usul Sunnah of Ahmed ibn Hanbal, Sarih Sunnah, for example, of At-Tabari, or As-Sunnah of Al-Muzni, or Sharh Sunnah of Al-Barbahari, or Kitab Sunnah of Sunan of Ibn Majah at the beginning of his Sunan, or you won't find them in the Kitab Sunnah of Abu Dawood. So you don't find what they are saying today in those books of Aqeedah. You don't find it with Ibn Taymiyyah, you don't find it with Ibn Qayyim, you don't find it with Muhammad bin Abdul Wahhab, those scholars of the Middle Ages, and then after that Muhammad bin Abdul Wahhab, and those who are the scholars of this age, or the previous generation to our generation, or to your generation. And they were the scholars that we used to refer to and take from and call and take their fatawa and learn the deen from, the likes of Ibn Baz and Al-Albani and Ibn Uthaymeen and Muqbil bin Hadi Al-Wadi'i and Muhammad Aman Al-Jami and Hamad Al-Ansari. And then after them, the likes of Sheikh Al-Fawzan and Sheikh Rabi' and Sheikh Abdul Muhsin Al-Abbad and Ahmed Al-Najmi and Zayd Al-Madkhali, and other than them from the scholars of Sunnah and Salafiyyah, Ubayd al-Jabri and others. So knowing the scholars through the ages and knowing those who actually revive for us the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So today you find in this time of confusion, in this time of fawda, that they are callers who have in essence sold their religion for wealth, possession, status and power. They have answered the call of shaytan and they serve him whether knowingly or unknowingly. Desires run through them just as rabies flows through its victim, not leaving a vein nor a joint, as the Prophet ﷺ mentioned, that desires will race through a person just as rabies races through or spreads through its victim. Or they are those who are ignorant and foolish, who think that they are rectifying the ummah. They strive, thinking that they are bringing benefit. But in reality, shaitan has led them astray. But they don't realize it and they don't recognize it. They have no furqan, meaning that they have no criterion, because they don't study the books of Aqeedah. They don't sit with the scholars who can benefit from them, or that they can benefit from, rather. So these are times of fitan. But there is a makhraj min al-fitan. There is makhraj, or there is an exit out of this, out of these tribulations and out of these trials. Abu Waqid al-Laythi radiyallahu anhu said that Allah's Messenger spoke to us, wa nahnu julusun ala bisat, that Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke to us while we were sitting on a rug. And he said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, innaha satakunu fitna. He said, there will come to you fitna, there will occur fitna. So they said, kayfa naf'al ya Rasulullah? They said, how should we act, O Messenger of Allah? Faradda yadahu ila al-bisat fa'amsaka bihi faqala taf'aluna hakadha. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took hold of the rug and he held it tight in his hand. And he said to the Sahaba, this is how you shall behave. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said in a narration with a different, slightly different wording, when they asked him, kayfa lana ya Rasulullah, how are we to behave when the fitna comes, on Messenger of Allah, wa kayfa nasna'u, how are we, what are we to do? So he said, turja'una ila amrikum al-awwal. He said, you will return to the affair as it was in the beginning. You shall return to the affair as it was in the beginning. This narration that is sahih, reported by At-Tabarani in Al-Kabir and also in his Awsat, and declared Sahiba Shaykh Al-Albani in Al-Sahiha, hadith number 3165. So when differing occurs, controversy and fitna occurs, then the believer who is confronted with opposition and doubts returns to the Amr Al-Awwal. And that is the distinguishing sign of Ahlus Sunnati Wal Jama'ah that is not shared by anyone else from the various jama'at, even though they may claim it. The various sects and parties and groups, these ahzab, they may claim that they are following the truth, They may claim that they are following the Salaf, but it is only Ahlul Sunnah that truly do that, because we do it in every single affair. In every affair, from marriage to divorce, to the creed, to the aqeedah, in issues of iman, in issues of dealing with the rulers, dealing with bid'ah and with Ahlul Bid'ah, dealing with desires, repentance, forgiveness, the welcoming the newborn into this world, when a new baby is born, everything that we do in janaiz, in salah, in sawm, in the affairs of politics, in the affairs of siyasa, shar'iyya, legislated politics, we return every affair as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam commanded us, turja'una ila amrikum al-awwal, that you will return to the affair as it was in the beginning. So when controversy and differing occurs, this is what we do. In any fitna that arises, a person, his rujoo', his return, is back to the way of the Salaf. Now this is something that requires, like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, عَلَيْكُمْ بِمَا عَرَفْتُمْ مِنْ سُنَّتِي وَسُنَّةِ الْخُلَفَاءِ الرَّاشِدِينَ الْمَهْدِينَ مِنْ بَعْدِي. And he said, تَمَسَّكُوا بِهَا, and you are to hold fast to that. Cling to that which you know of my sunnah. Cling to that which you know of the sunnah of my, of the rightly guided caliphs after me. تَمَسَّكُوا بِهَا, and hold on to that tightly, fast, steadfastly. أَدُّوا عَلَيْهَا بِالنَّوَاجِذِ. What do you think that means? Bite onto that with your molar teeth. Meaning that you will return to the affair as it was in the beginning. Just as the Prophet ﷺ did. فَرَدَّ يَدَهُ إِلَى الْبِسَاطِ فَأَمْسَكَ بِهِ. So when he returned his hand to the rug and he held on tight to it, and the Sahaba said, what should we do? He said, this is what you shall do. It doesn't matter where you are. You could be in Riyadh, or you could be in Mecca, or you could be in Jeddah, you could be in Cairo, you could be in Marrakesh, you could be in London or Birmingham or New York or Philadelphia or Toronto or Mexico City, you could be in Timbuktu, it doesn't matter, you could be in Delhi or Aligarh, it doesn't matter, in Mumbai, in Kashmir, it doesn't matter where you have been commanded with the same turja'una ila amrikum al-awwal, that you shall return back to the affair as it was in the beginning. If you want guidance, if you want success, that distinguishing sign is not shared by any of the jama'at. This is only the way of Ahlul Sunnah, Ahlul Hadith, the Salafiyun, not just the claimants to it, not just those who claim that they are Ahlul Hadith, and you see them doing all types of bid'ah and misguidance, calling to misguidance, calling to demonstrations in the streets, for example, and marching in the streets, and participating in political parties and political movements that are foreign to Islam and alien to the Sunnah. Abu al-Aliya, rahimahullah ta'ala, and he is the great Imam who died in the year 90 after the Hijrah, from the Tabi'een. So he said, rahimahullah ta'ala, upon you is the affair as it was in the beginning, al-amr al-awwal, that which the people were upon before they divided. So this is the same affair that is referred to by Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alaykum bima araftum min sunnati wa sunnati al-khulafa al-rashideen. Upon you is to cling to that which you know of my sunnah and the sunnah of the rightly guided caliphs after me. So once a person knows that he must return back to the understanding as it was in the beginning, then why would you take from Ahlul Bid'ah? Why would you take from the Hizbiyin? Why would you take from the people of misguidance? Why would you take from the pretenders, Dajjaloon, Kadhaboon, narrating to you that which you never heard of from the early Salaf of this Ummah? You never heard of it from Ahmad ibn Hanbal or Malik ibn Anas or Muhammad bin Idris al-Shafi'i or Al-Awza'i or Abdullah ibn al-Mubarak, all of these great scholars of the early Salaf. You never heard it from them, and these people are talking with it today. Dajjaloon, Kadhaboon. And then there are those who take from them and they don't even understand what they are saying. They don't understand and they don't realize that they have been misguided. So why would we sit and listen to these philosophers or these political philosophers or these Hizbiyin or people of misguidance that throw doubts claiming that the deen is in need of their understanding, which is in contradiction to the understanding of the Salaf? Why would you listen to the callers to misguidance amongst the Diobandiyya, or the Tablighiyya, or the Quburiyya, or the Sufiyya, or Ikhwan al-Muslimin, or the Ash'aris, or the Maturidis. Yet this is what we find from the Shabab who are active in social media, that they are always following, the whole of their life revolves around watching what's happening on this social media platform or that social media platform. Many of the fitan, they wouldn't even be apparent to you if you did not have social media. Imagine if you sat in durus and you learnt the knowledge of the deen, and you sat with the scholars, and you sat with the students of knowledge you were teaching. You wouldn't even know what's happening on Twitter or X or Instagram or, you know, some of these other social media platforms, YouTube and so on. Because you're busy with ilm, you're busy with knowledge, you're busy with reading the fatawa of Sheikh Al-Fawzan or Sheikh Rabi' or Sheikh Ubaid or Sheikh Abdul Muhsin Al-Abbad and Sheikh Ibn Baz and Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen before them and Sheikh Al-Albani. And you'll be busy with the books of Aqeedah, such as the Sunnah of Al-Muzni or Usul Sunnah of Ahmed ibn Muhammad or Sharh Sunnah, with the relevant and well-known explanations, like the explanations of Sheikh Ahmed al-Najmi, or the explanations of Sheikh Salih al-Fawzan, or the explanations of Sheikh Rabi bin Hadi al-Madkhali. So we need to busy ourselves with ilm and come off these platforms, and not busy ourselves with qeel and qal and rumour mongering and lying, and attacks that are made against Ahlus Sunnati wal Jama'ah. That people, they gather and they attack those who spread the Sunnah and Salafiyyah. So my advice to you, my brothers and sisters, is understand that this deen, and from the distinguishing signs of Ahlus Sunnati wal Jama'ah, is referring back to the methodology and the creed and the understanding and the path and the tariqah of the Salaf. And that is the Sunnah of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the Sunnah of his rightly guided caliphs, the Sunnah of the Sahaba radiyallahu anhum, and the methodology of the Tabi'een and the Atba'u Tabi'een. Khairun Nas Qarni, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the best of mankind is my generation. And then those who come after them, thumma alladhina yalunahum, the best of mankind, Khairun Nas Qarni, the best of mankind, without exception, is the generation of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, meaning him and his Sahaba radiyallahu anhum, then those who follow them. So do not sit with the people of bid'ah, and do not be misguided by them, and don't invest so much time on social media. If you need to listen, then listen to the whole dars online, because you may be living in a place where ilm is not easy to access on the ground, so you need to listen online. Then tune in to the durus, the full dars from its beginning to its end. Not just 2 minutes, not just 3 minutes, not just 30 seconds, not just four lines that you read on a post that is uploaded onto X or on Twitter. You know, these short bursts of knowledge, they will not build in the long run. In the long run, you have to study the books. You have to study Kitab al-Tawheed. You have to study Al-Aqidatul Wasitiyah. You have to study Usul al-Sunnah. You have to study Usul al-Thalatha. You have to study Qawaid al-Arba, Usul al-Sitta. And you have to study it with the explanations of the likes of Sheikh al-Fawzan and Sheikh Rabi' and Sheikh bin Baz and Sheikh ibn Uthaymeen and Sheikh Abdul Muhsin al-Abbad. And you have to study these books, and you have to really understand them well. And if you don't understand it in the actual language of those scholars in Arabic, then listen to the well-known students of knowledge in the language that you understand, in English, which all of you speak. So if English is the easiest access that you can get to that knowledge, then go online and listen to those durus. Stop getting sound bites. Stop relying upon sound bites and clips that you get on YouTube. This is not the way to seek knowledge. Knowledge is by sitting down and acquiring and studying with your notepads and notebooks and your pens, that you scribble down that which you are learning. And you give it time, and you strive and you struggle in seeking knowledge, barakallahu feekum, and the end results and the fruits of that you will see. So there is no wonder that when we look at the fawda and the confusion, the disorder and the fitna that we see online, it is no longer that there are so many youth and so many of our shabab, so many of our young brothers and sisters who are confused and quickly fall into misguidance, because they are taking knowledge from everywhere, or taking information from everywhere, and they are not able to decipher They are not able to come to conclusions. And normally shaitan just leads them astray. It was said to Imam Al-Awza'i rahimahullah ta'ala, and he died in 157 after the hijrah, that a man says, I will sit with Ahlul Sunnah and with Ahlul Bid'ah. And this is what you find the people saying today. Oh, I'll take the good and I'll leave the evil. I will take from anyone as long as they give me evidence. I will take from anyone. This is not our way. Our way is that we only take from Ahlul Sunnah, the people of Sunnah and Hadith and Salafiyyah, whose Aqeedah and methodology is the Aqeedah and methodology of Imam Al-Barbahari and Ahmad ibn Hanbal and Malik ibn Anas and Imam Al-Bukhari, Muhammad bin Ismail Al-Bukhari and the likes of Ibn Majah and his Aqeedah and Abu Dawood and his Aqeedah and Al-Muzni and his Aqeedah and Sufyan al-Thawri and his Aqeedah and Imam Al-Awza'i and his Aqeedah. This is what we're upon, Hammad ibn Salaman, Hammad ibn Zayd. It is their Aqeedah, those great scholars of the early Salaf. It is not that we will just sit with anyone and just say, well, give me your Dalil, because he will give you his Dalil and misinterpret it and make tahreef and distort it, just like the Asha'ira do with the names and attributes of Allah, just like the Maturidiyya do with the names and attributes of Allah, just like the philosophers do, that they will take an ayah and they will explain it allegorically. And they will come to the conclusion that there is no real hell, and there is no resurrection, and there is no hellfire, there is no paradise. These are all allegorical. These are metaphors. They take this from the Quran, and this is what they take from the Quran, my brothers and sisters, the philosophers, the likes of Al-Kindi and Al-Farabi and Ibn Sina. You know, these people who took from the teachings of Aristotle or Plotinus, from the later scholars of the Greeks and the philosophers of the Greeks, Neoplatonism. So they are actually taking the ideas of the Greeks and then applying them to the Quran and then quoting you verses from the Quran and misinterpreting them. And that is an extreme example of what the philosophers did, who fell into kufr and spoke about the eternity of the universe and the denial of the resurrection. The likes of Ibn Sina, the likes of Al-Farabi and others, that they ended up denying up until some of the philosophers made takfir of others. So the philosopher Abu Hamid Al-Ghazali, who was a philosopher, Sufi, Ash'ari, that even though he was a philosopher, he started making takfir of other philosophers, the likes of Ibn Sina and Al-Farabi. Then Ibn Rushd comes along, Al-Andalusi, and then he revives that which Ibn Sina and Al-Farabi and Al-Kindi were upon. And all of them are claiming to be following the book, following revelation. And this is some sort of fusion that they make, or hybridization. And they mix it with the ideas of the ancient Greeks. So just saying that I will take as long as he quotes me an ayah, but the ayah he could be misinterpreting, just like the Ash'aris did. The early Ash'aris, and then the Ash'aris who evolved into three or four stages, and they evolved and they became more and more deviated. What are they using? They are quoting to you Hadith and Quran. And this is what you find from Ikhwan al-Muslimin and the Diyubandiyya and the Tablighiyya and the Quburis and the Sufis. They will quote to you ayahs, even Hadith of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to deceive you. So sitting with Ahlul Bid'ah on the basis of, well, if the Mubtadi'ah, the innovator, whether he's a Khariji or a Shi'i or a Quburi or a Sufi or a philosopher or a Ash'ari, or he's Murji or he's one of the Mu'tazila, that I will sit with him regardless, because my measure is Kitab and Sunnah. So I will listen to him and I will take from him and I will decipher that which is right and that which is wrong. So when it was said to Imam Al-Awza'i, going back to the narration, I will sit, a man said to him, what do you say about a man who says, I will sit with Ahlul Sunnah and Ahlul Bid'ah? So Imam Al-Awza'i said, this man seeks to unite between the truth and falsehood. Ibn Battah, he commented upon that, and he said, rather, this man does not know the truth from falsehood, meaning that the one who sits with Ahlul Sunnah and Ahlul Bid'ah, he sits with the Salafis, and he sits with those who are the heads of the various jam'iyat, the jam'iyat people who set up societies and political organizations in the name of Sunnah and Hadith. That he sits with Ahlul Sunnah and he sits with them. So this man deceives him. with politics and current affairs. And the Shab or the youth says to himself, well, I will benefit from him and I will be able to filter truth from falsehood. He won't be able to do it. You cannot sit with Ahlul Sunnah and Ahlul Bid'ah, Ahlul Sunnah and the Hizbiyin, Ahlul Sunnah and these Ahzab and groups and parties that call to division and misguidance and protesting in the streets and entering into politics and entering into parliaments and so on, and calling the people to political agitation and marching in the streets and demonstrating and so on. And they will unite with Ikhwan al-Muslimin and with the Diobandiya and with the Jamaat al-Islami and so on, and Jamaat al-Takfir, and they will unite with the Hizbiyin and the well-known organizations that have been warned against by the scholars. So he sits with Ahlul Sunnah and he sits with these people of Shubahat and doubts and desires. And he says, it's okay, I can filter the truth from falsehood. You cannot. You'll be led astray because you have opposed the methodology of the Salaf, because the methodology of the Salaf is not to sit with Ahlul Bid'ah. So Imam al-Awza'i, when he was said to him, this a person will say that I will sit with Ahlul Sunnah and Ahlul Bid'ah. So Awza'i responded, this man seeks to unite between truth and falsehood. Ibn Battah commented, rather he does not know truth from falsehood, nor does he know kufr from iman. For this reason, Hudhayfa, when he asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam about evil, why did he ask about evil? Because he said, out of fear that it may reach me. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that there will be callers at the gates of Jahannam, du'at ala abwabi Jahannam. Whoever answers their call, they will cast them into it. So Hudhayfa said, Sifhum lana ya Rasulullah, describe them to us, O Messenger of Allah. So the Prophet ﷺ said, Hum min jildatina wa yatakallamuna bi alsinatina. Now this is a very fine point, that they will speak, they are from our people, and they will speak our tongue. So now you find people, Muslims, who speak our language, calling the people to the gates of the hellfire. And then there is an even finer point than that, and that is that they are from our people, meaning pretending to be from Ahlul Hadith. They will use titles such as, we are Ahlul Sunnah, Nahnu Ahlul Sunnah, Nahnu Ahlul Hadith, Nahnu Salafiyun, we are Ahlul Sunnah, we are Ahlul Hadith, and we are the Salafis. So they will come speaking with our speech, claiming with our claim, claiming that they are truly upon the madhab of Ahlul Hadith, but they are not upon the madhab of Ahlul Hadith. So they will quote to you from Bukhari, but then they will tell you to go and march in the streets alongside Ikhwan al-Muslimin and the followers of Maududi and with the rest of the Jama'at, Al-Hizbiyya, Ikhwaniyya, that you should go and join them and unite with them for a united political purpose, which is what? Which is power and authority and the throne and politic and parliamentary power. So they send our youth, our sons and our daughters, they send them into the streets with placards and marching. And it is our daughters who get their hijabs ripped off their heads by the police. And they are the ones who are beaten and placed in, and thrown into prisons. And their houses are invaded. And Shabab are beaten with batons. And you have seen this with your own eyes in India. In previous, just over the last few years, how these political agitators stand upon the manabir, stand upon the pulpits, stand upon the mimbars, calling the people to go out and march. And when you oppose them and when you speak against them, they say, we are the ulama of Hind. No, you are the deceivers of Hind. You have deceived the Muslim population and you continue to do so. And you cooperate with organizations and with jama'at that are upon misguidance, the firq al-dala. And you cooperate with them in the name of Hadith, in the name of Ahlul Hadith, in the name of Salafiyyah. This is misguidance. So that's why the Prophet ﷺ, he informed Hudhayfa to be careful. He said to him, Hum min jildatina wa yatakallamuna bi alsinatina. They are from our people and they will speak our tongue. And you have seen that, as we have seen that in the UK. We have seen that in Europe, we have seen that in America, we have seen that, and you have seen that in Hind. And other countries of the world have seen that they speak our language, they are from our people. Hudhayfa said, what do you advise me with? So the Prophet ﷺ said, cling to the Muslim body. He said to him, cling تلزم الجماعة المسلمين وإمامهم. Cling to the main body of the Muslims and to their Imam. So Hudhayfa said, فَإِنْ لَمْ تَكُنْ جَمَاعَةٌ وَلَا إِمَامٌ. What if they have no jama'ah, no united body, and they have no Muslim ruler over them? He said, فَاَعْتَزِلْ الْفِرَقَ كُلَّهَا وَلَوْ أَنْتَ عَبَّى بِأَصْلِ شَجَرَةٍ حَتَّى يُدْرِكَكَ الْمَوْتِ وَأَنْتَ عَلَى ذَلِكَ. Then leave all of those sects and groups and parties. This is the Prophet ﷺ. Then leave all of those sects, groups and parties, this firaq, which is a term that refers to groups and parties and sects. Leave all of them, he said. Abandon all of them. This hadith is in Sahih Muslim. So if you do not have a united body under a ruler, then you don't join the groups and parties and attend their gatherings and their conferences and the gatherings of Ahlul Bid'ah, where you see all of the groups of Ahlul Bid'ah on stage and in their conferences united. This is not what you do. Rather, you abandon all of those sects. وَلَوْ أَن تَعَدَّ بِأَصْلِ شَجَرَةٍ. Even if you have to bite onto the roots of a tree and death reaches you in that state. Meaning, don't align with the firaq. Don't align with Ahlul Bid'ah. Death is better for you than that. And this shajara, what the Prophet ﷺ said, وَلَوْ أَن تَعَدَّ بِأَصْلِ شَجَرَةٍ. Even if you have to bite onto the roots of the tree. This roots of the tree is أمركم الأول. It is the affair, your affair as it was in the beginning. Because this root that you are to bite onto, even if death reaches you in that state, is the sunnah of Allah's messenger. It is the way of the early Salaf, the early Ahlul Hadith. When Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal was asked about the Firqatul Najiyah, the saved sect, he said, if they are not Ahlul Hadith, فَلَا أَدْرِي مَنْهُمْ, then I do not know who they are. So do not be from the mushrikeen, do not resemble the mushrikeen. وَلَا تَكُونُ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ مِنَ الَّذِينَ فَرَّقُوا دِينَهُمْ وَكَانُوا شِيَعًا كُلُّ حِزْبٍ بِمَا لَدَيْهِمْ فَرِحُونَ. And do not be like the mushrikeen, those who divided up their religion and they became factions. كُلُّ حِزْبٍ بِمَا لَدَيْهِمْ فَرِحُونَ. Each group, each party rejoicing in that which they have with them of separation. Imam al-Baghawi rahimahullah ta'ala said, هُمْ أَهْلُ الْبِدْعَى وَالْأَهْوَى. Each of those groups rejoicing in that which they have with them. They rejoice in their party. This is our jama'ah, this is our group. And they are upon bid'ah, and they are upon misguidance, and they perpetuate it, and they persist upon it, and they call their people to it. And then they attack the Salafis for correcting them, and refuting them, and advising the Shabab to keep away from innovations in how they deal with politics, in how they deal with Ahlul Bid'ah, in how they deal with Quburiyah and grave worship, how they deal with the astronomers or the astrologers, those who gaze into the stars and the fortune tellers. So Ahlul Sunnah come along and say, don't cooperate with them, don't sit with them, don't take knowledge from the Mu'tazila, those who give precedence to the aqal, to the intellect over the revelation. And this is the defining trait of the Mu'tazila. Those who say, don't cooperate with the Asha'ira because they will lead you astray in the names and attributes of Allah. Don't cooperate with Jamaat al-Tabligh because they have innovated into the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they don't give importance to the Tawheed al-Ibadah, to the Tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His worship. And they don't, and rather they only give importance to Tawheed al-Rububiyyah, the Tawheed of Allah's Lordship, that Allah is the Creator, the Sustainer, the Owner, and so on. And we say, keep away from the groups and those pathways and those the ways of the Gnostics, the Sufis, the mystics, those who follow a path other than the path of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So they are Ahlul Bid'ah, each of them rejoicing in the sect and the group that they have set up. And that's why Imam al-Baghawi said, هُمْ أَهْلُ الْبِدْعَى وَالْأَهْوَى كُلُّ حِزْبٍ بِمَا لَدَيْهِمْ فَرِحُونَ. Each group and party rejoicing in that which is with them, they are Ahlul Bid'ah. And Abdullah ibn al-Mubarak, who died in the year 181, this great Imam and scholar of the early Salaf, Ahlul Haqq لَيْسَ فِيهِمْ اِخْتِلَافِ. Ahlul Haqq, the people of truth, they do not have among them ikhtilaf. They don't differ in their aqeedah, they don't differ in their methodology, they don't differ in taking the masdar, meaning taking the source of their religion. They don't differ that the source of the religion is the book of Allah, the sunnah of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the understanding of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. And every affair of differing Ahlul Sunnah, they return it back to Allah and His Messenger, فَلَا وَرَبِّكَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ حَتَّى يُحَكِّمُوكَ فِي مَا شَجَرَ بَيْنَهُمْ ثُمَّ لَا يَجِدُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَرَجًا مِمَّا قَدَيْتَ وَيُسَلِّمُ تَسْلِيمًا. And know by your Lord that they will never truly believe up until they make you, O Muhammad, the judge in all of the disputes between them. Thereafter you will not find in their souls any difficulty in that which you have judged with, and they will submit with a complete submission. This is the way of Ahlu Sunnati wal Jama'ah. And that's why Ibn Kathir, rahimahullah ta'ala, when he was talking about the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَأَنَّ هَذَا سِرَاتِ مُسْتَقِيمًا فَاتَّبِعُوهُ وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا سُبَلْ فَتَفَرَّقَ بِكُمْ أَنْ سَبِيلِهِ, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and verily this is my straight path, so follow it and do not follow other paths, for they will separate you away from Allah's straight path. So Ibn Kathir rahimahullah, in his tafsir, and he is the great scholar and mufassir who died in the year 774, he said that Ali bin Abi Talha narrated from Abdullah ibn Abbas that Abdullah ibn Abbas said that the statement of Allah, where Allah said, فَاتَّبِعُوهُ وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا سُبُلْ فَتَفَرَّقَ بِكُمْ أَن سَبِيلِهِ, and follow it, meaning follow the straight path, and do not follow the other paths, for they will divide you away from His path. And likewise, the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَأَقِيمُ الدِّينِ وَلَا تَتَّفَرَّقُوا فِيهِ, and establish the religion and do not divide therein. And that which has been narrated similar to that in the Quran, that Allah commanded the believers with the jama'ah, and Allah prohibited them from differing and splitting. And Allah has informed them that those who came before them were destroyed due to their argumentation and disputation. End of the speech of that which is attributed to Abdullah ibn Abbas by Ibn Kathir in his tafsir. And likewise, we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us to stick to that straight path. And it doesn't matter how many people oppose you. It doesn't matter how many people they leave you. Do not be deceived by the great number of those who oppose you in India, in Hind. Do not be deceived by the great number of people who fight against you. And you think to yourself that you're weak. You're only weak now. But the madhab of Ahlul Hadith was powerful in India, meaning the true madhab. The likes of Al-Azim Abadi, the likes of Al-Mubarak Furi, who has the explanation of At-Tirmidhi, Azim Abadi was the explanation of Abu Dawood, and likewise Siddiq Hasan Khan and how many other scholars, and scholars from that region, the likes of Badiuddin Ar-Rashidi, rahimahullahu ta'ala. These are scholars of that era and from that age. So we say to you that you have to be patient and you have to spread this da'wah. You cannot be negligent. You cannot sit back. You cannot not contribute if you have the ability to contribute. Make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala strengthens the da'wah to salafiyyah in your land. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides the people of your land to sunnah and salafiyyah, to the madhab of the salaf, to the aqidah salafiyyah. Guide that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raises from among you people. Just as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلْتَكُمْ مِنْكُمْ أُمَّةٌ يَدْعُونَ إِلَى الْخَيْرِ وَيَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, let there arise from you a people who call to all that is good, to call to Islam. They enjoin that which is right and they prohibit that which is wrong. And they are the ones who will receive the great success. They are the ones who are the successful ones. So success, barakallahu feekum, you have to stand. You have to stand for this deen. You have to learn this deen and spread it in your family, spread it in your communities. Spread the sunnah, spread salafiyya. And do not be afraid of the large number of people who are in opposition to you. The Prophet ﷺ was opposed by a large number of people who are more severe than the people who are opposing you. Yet Allah's Messenger ﷺ was steadfast and patient, and Allah gave him victory. If you are steadfast and you are patient and you are sincere and you have sidq and you are truthful, then Allah will give you victory, my brothers and my sisters. But you have to spend in the cause of Allah. You have to spend upon this da'wah. You have to travel to meet your brothers, to sit with them, to aid them, to support them. You have to cooperate upon birr and taqwa, wa ta'awunu ala birri wa taqwa. And you have to cooperate upon birr and taqwa just as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will establish the da'wah in your land as Allah established it in previous times. But you cannot be complacent in this regard. You cannot be complacent. You have to be firm. You have to be steadfast. You ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for istiqama. And remember that this is the way of the Ta'ifatul Mansura. لا تقوم ساعة إلا وطائفة من أمتي ظاهرون على الناس لا يبالون من خذلهم ولا من نصرهم. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the hour will not be established except that there will be a ta'ifa from my ummah, a group from my ummah, who are manifest upon the people in a narration, al haq zahirin, upon the truth they are manifest and apparent. La yubalun, and they do not care who abandons them, and they do not care who aids them. We don't care whether you help us or whether you neglect us, or whether you abandon us, or whether you betray us, because na ahlul hadith, the salafiyun, that they will remain up until the hour is established, up until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lifts the Quran from this earth such that not even an ayah remains. Up until that time, this Ta'ifatul Mansura will remain. Who are they? Ali al-Madini said that they are Ahlul Athar wa Ahlul Ilm. Imam al-Bukhari said, and likewise the likes of Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, that they are the saved sect in every age. They are the ones who uphold the truth. They are Ahlul Athar, Ashabul Hadith, Ahlul Hadith, in the true meaning of the word. Barakallahu feekum. So with that, inshallah, I end my nasihat and these words that define to you the distinguishing sign of Ahlul Sunnah in these times. And that is Ruju', meaning returning back to the Kitab and the Sunnah, upon the understanding of the Sahaba and those who came after them from the earlier generations. Wajazakumullahu khairan. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.